Do you like waiting? I don't. I do not like having to wait for anything. Okay. Patience is something that I have struggled with for a long time. And I made the mistake of praying for God to give me patience. And then I got four kids. So that's probably a lesson for somebody listening out there. Listen, waiting is hard, especially when you're in like a really messy situation and it doesn't feel good. I spent years in an unhappy and unhealthy marriage waiting for God to do something miraculous, waiting for the situation to change, waiting for things to get better, waiting for the abuse to end. And when God finally made it clear to me, well, when I finally saw what God had been trying to tell me, that the marriage wasn't going to be saved, right? Because my husband wasn't going to change. I still had to wait, right? It took almost 4 years more for it to be over. And it was hard. I don't like living in the gray. It was not fun. And years ago, when my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, I spent a whole year waiting for him to get better. You know, but it wasn't God's plan for him to be healed on this side of heaven. Then when that became clear to us, then I spent three agonizing months waiting for the phone call that he was gone. Those were some of the hardest 3 months of my life. And I realized that even knowing what was coming, it didn't make the waiting any better. So as much as waiting sucks, I have learned some very important lessons about myself and just about the whole waiting on God in general. And I'm going to share those with you today on the podcast. Welcome to Hope for the Ruri Christian Woman. I'm so glad you're here. Have you struggled with feelings of anxiety, panic, fear, and despair because life is just too hard? Are you tired of feeling like you're desperately trying to claw your way out of a pit of hopelessness? Do you want a relationship with God that is deep, real, and intimate? Something to give you the hope that you need to keep trusting God? Well, take a deep breath. I got you. If you're struggling to trust God because life is so stinking hard, if you feel like there's no hope, no way out, and no point in even praying about it anymore, if you are weary from the struggle and trying to do all the things and just want something to go right in your life, or at least for it not to get worse, this is the podcast for you. I want you to know that as long as God is on the throne, it's not time to throw in the towel. There is hope and rest for your weary heart, even when everything in your life is going wrong. How do I know that? Because I found it. Hey there, I'm Latoya Edwards, and I'm no stranger to hard times. But after walking through decades of hard times, I was so weary in my soul, and I felt like I was trapped in a pit of despair. I was frustrated, angry, and hopeless, and I was tired of waiting on God. I was overwhelmed, burnt out, and spiritually exhausted. Turns out, that's exactly where I needed to be to hear from God. During a season of forced rest, I learned more about my identity in Christ and how I was created to connect with Him. And then I was able to start my journey that led from a soul full of despair to being able to say, "It is well with my soul." And I even learned how to enjoy life and dream again despite the difficult circumstances of my life. And guess what? You can too. You can find the strength you need to keep going even when things continue to get worse. The peace you need in your mind to stop being overwhelmed with negative thoughts and emotions. You don't have to stay weary. If that sounds like something you need, you're in the right place. I can't wait to help you find renewed faith, a peace-filled mind, and restored hope. Let's get to work. Waiting on God. This is something that we all experience, and some of us wait well, some of us don't, and some of us, like me, are daily learning how to wait better for God to do all the things that He has promised that He's going to do. And so I wanted to share some lessons that I've learned in my journey of learning to wait and learning to wait well. So first, the thing that I want to start with is this truth that even when you're waiting on God, like, Jesus is there with you. So if you envision yourself in a waiting room, like at a hospital or, you know, an office building somewhere, you wait to see the person that you're going to see. You wait for news. You're waiting for something. And so you sit in the waiting room. And during your life and whatever you're walking through right now, I want you to remember and know and hold close the fact that you're not in there by yourself. You're not sitting in there twiddling your own thumbs, pacing the floor by yourself, getting your own coffee. Jesus is right there with you in the waiting room. It's so easy to believe this lie that you're all alone, that you're suffering and you're hurting like the worst that you could imagine, and nobody else can see or understand the true extent of your pain, right? At the beginning of my divorce, It seemed like I had a lot of people on my side and in my corner and supporting and encouraging me. But honestly, that number started to dwindle around the 6th month mark. And by year two, it was maybe 2 or 3 people that were left that were still there. And I felt like abandoned. I felt alone. I felt unsupported. And on top of all of the things that I was dealing with, right, of walking through a divorce, of healing from abusive, you know, marriage and helping my kids and walking them through all this stuff, like I also had to grieve the loss of all of those relationships. And this is exactly what Satan wants. Like he wants us to feel isolated. He wants us to feel alone. He wants to get in our minds and like make us just believe that all hope is gone. And our challenge then is to not let him do that, right? The truth is that even if there's literally no other human in your corner or walking with you, Jesus is always there. Okay. There's many times when you don't see it, you don't feel it, you don't hear him, but he is always there. In scripture, it says that God will never leave nor forsake us. So we've got to ground ourselves in that truth and find comfort in that. So the second lesson is that kind of what you do while you're waiting matters. Okay. So when I used to take my older two to the doctor when they were really small, I always made sure that they had something to do because we had a long wait for that pediatrician. I would take snacks, I'd take books to read, I'd take, you know, stuff for them to draw on. When they got a little bit older, we would have a deck of cards. And it was mostly to keep them occupied and out of trouble so that I didn't have to kind of, you know, discipline and fuss at them the whole time that we were waiting there. And then for myself, I would take a book, I would take my Bible. I was in college at the time, I was going to law school, so I would take my schoolwork so that I could take full advantage of that time in the waiting room. And the same thing applies to hard times and situations. We're waiting on God to move. We're waiting to hear from God. We need to remember that the things that we do matters. So I'm going to start by telling you what not to do, okay? And this is me. Don't like grumble and complain and take out your anger and frustration on other people. Don't refuse to go to church, refuse to pray, and just generally just have a nasty attitude and not be pleasant to be around, okay? Don't do that. I did that. It didn't go well. It was such a hard lesson for me to learn. Like I had never been through this situation before. And I found myself going from destructive thing to destructive thing to destructive thing and like hurting my kids, you know, and myself and damaging some relationships in the process until I finally crashed and burned. And I don't want you to go through that. Okay. So what we do while we are waiting on God matters. Are you taking this time to like nurture your relationships, your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your friends and family and your close community, okay? Take time to do that because you can never be too close to God. That's no such thing. And you're going to want to have that relationship be really close, be really strong when you're walking through hard times because you need it. You're not going to like make it through that without that priority relationship, you know, solid and in place, okay? So dig into your word. Join a Bible study, do your own Bible study, and like focus on prayer. Like I can't tell you how comforting it is to know that I can go to God with anything at any time and I can just tell him. I can just sit there and I can lay it out and he listens and he doesn't judge, right? He just cares. He just has compassion for what I'm going through. That was so helpful. You can also look for ways to bless other people. Like we've talked about this before, like we're not walking through hard things in a vacuum or on an island. Everybody's walking through something. And so one of the best things that I did was to look for ways to bless other people, right? I'm currently leading up part of our single mom ministry at my church. And it was my way to get the focus off of myself and my hard stuff and begin to reach out and encourage other people that are also walking through hard things and also like build that community and foster some new friendships and relationships, right? Don't forget to also take care of yourself, okay? Exercise, sleep, take up a hobby, like do something fun. Just find ways to really nurture and grow and heal mentally, physically, spiritually, emotionally, in all the ways while you're waiting for God to do whatever it is that he's going to do. Because the time that you spend on growing and on healing, it's not going to be wasted, right? You're going to need all of that to keep walking through this hard time. And when it's over, to keep walking through your life, which brings me to the third lesson, which is that the wait will end. Now, I can't tell you when. I can't say, oh, well, eventually it will end in 3 months or it'll just be a year or one more day. We don't know that. Only God knows when the end is. which is also another reason why we want to stay close to him and be praying and talking to him and listening for his voice, because he has the answers. But I do want you to know that it can feel like and seem like all there is hurt and pain. All there is pain and suffering. And that's just not the case. Okay. At some point, the wait will end. It will be over. Now, do I know how it's going to end for you? I don't know. Like, you might get everything that you've been praying for, or you might not. I don't know. Right. When my dad was sick, like, we were all praying for him to be healed. Right. And we wanted to have more time with him here. We didn't get that. Right. God took him on home and healed him, you know, on that side of heaven. But it will end. It's not going to be like that forever. And even if, and this is where I came to this understanding at this point, this last year, I talked about that on the first episode of this year. Even if your wait ends when you get to heaven, it is going to end. And so if you can hold on to that truth and use that to continue to build the strength during this time while you're waiting, do that, okay? Because having no hope is terrible. It is awful. It's not a great place to be. And if you can just continually remind yourself that what is presently going on in your life will not last forever, and that whatever season you're in, like, that's not all that there is to life. It's going to help you even hold on to a teeny, 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 tiny bit, morsel bit of hope, okay? And that will be enough to get you through to the next minute, the next day, the next week, to help you keep going and putting one step in front of the other, all right? So what I have learned through all of this is that God uses, he uses anything, but he really uses like these hard times of waiting to build our spiritual muscles. Okay. I didn't realize that at the time. But like waiting for my dad to, like get better, or waiting for him to pass, all of the lessons and the things that I had to do for that situation prepared me for less than a year later when my spiritual father would get sick and pass as well. Right. I had to walk through pretty much the same thing again. And if I hadn't like taken the time and learned to wait well during that season, it would have been so much harder to walk through that second loss. Okay. And those agonizing years of dealing with divorce and court and all of these things have really helped me learn how to control my reactions, how to depend on God for all things. And it's a big reason why I have this podcast, and it's why I do what I do, because of all of the lessons that I've learned during those seasons of waiting, you know. And God promises in his scripture in Isaiah 40, I think verse 31, right? They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles, they'll run and not be weary, they'll walk and they will not faint. So God promises that for all of us that are waiting on him and waiting for things to change and things to improve and waiting for just to hear from him, right? He promises strength. He promises to be there with us no matter what. And so as we wrap up our time today, I just want to share just three little tidbits that I want you to kind of tuck in your back pocket as you're going through whatever the season holds for you. Because these are things that really helped me when I struggled with fear and anxiety, or when I just felt like I couldn't keep going. God reminded me of these three things. And so I really want to share those with you. Number one, God knows exactly what you need. Okay. When the children of Israel were freed from captivity, they worried about everything, right? They were worried that Pharaoh was going to come back and get them. They were worried they were going to go hungry, or they were going to die of thirst. But you know what? God already knew all of that. And he had a plan for how he was going to provide every single thing. Okay. And so knowing that God knows exactly what you need should be a great source of comfort for you. Okay. He's hearing your prayers. He sees what you're going through. He's not just sitting on his throne, twiddling his thumbs or ignoring you. He sees all of that, and he knows exactly what you need, and he will provide exactly what you need when you need it. Which takes me to the second thing that I want to share with you, is that God provides what you need. But he provides what you need daily. So oftentimes when we're walking through hard things, we have this long list of all the things that we need for everything to get better. And I don't know about you, but for me, a lot of those things are so far in the future that like I can't even see them. And so looking at the children of Israel, it kept reminding me that God provides what we need daily, right? That we should take each day on its own, right? Do not worry about tomorrow, right? Each day brings enough trouble right? All on its own. That's what the scripture says. And so we see that God provided manna for the Israelites, and he told them to only take enough for that day, unless it was, you know, preparing for the Sabbath and they could take, you know, enough for two. And so in fact, like if they took more than they needed for that day, it actually went bad and they weren't able to use it. And so God operates the same way with us. He will provide you exactly what you need for today. And you know why he does that? I believe it's because it helps to build our trust in him, right? When he gives us just a little bit at a time, he's showing his faithfulness. He's showing his consistency, and that builds our trust and it builds our faith. Okay. So in those times, like when you're so overwhelmed by money issues, right? I've been there. Like I didn't even want to look at the bills. I didn't want to check the mail, like, because it was just panic. I saw, especially looking back, that God would provide exactly what I needed for the day. We always had money to pay rent. We always had money to have food. We always had the lights on. We always had gas. He provided every little thing every single day, even if what I needed for that day was a phone call from a friend or an invitation to a play date so that my kids could have some fun. He always provides. And the last thing is that God always keeps his promises. You've probably heard me say this on most of these podcast episodes, but it's true. So many people have disappointed me over the years. And I think because of that, I just kind of, for a time, expected that from everybody. I never expected anybody to keep their word. I never expected anybody to do anything for me because so many had failed. And I realized that I was also thinking that way about God. But that's not true, right? The Bible says that God's not a man that he should lie. He always keeps his promises. So when God says he's going to do something, you can take that to the bank. He's going to do it. He's going to see that his word is fulfilled. And so as you are walking through hard times, please, please know that yes, waiting is hard, but there are so many blessings and lessons that come from waiting. And I want you to remember these three promises while you are waiting, because they brought such comfort and just encouragement to me during the darkest times of my life. And I pray that they do that for you as well. So listen, if you are in a season of waiting and you're like, I just feel overwhelmed. Waiting seems impossible. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. I want to invite you to come and apply to work with me for coaching, because in my Peaceful Mind coaching, I will help you look at like what thoughts and emotions are making you feel overwhelmed while you're waiting. Like, what are you thinking about waiting? What are you believing about your circumstance and your situation? And we're going to look at that together. And I can show you, using my coaching tool, the Peaceful Mind Mind Map, how to look at your emotions and look at your thoughts and then change them. Yes, you can change you can choose your emotions, you can change your thoughts. And when you do that, it's going to allow you to have peace of mind as you're walking through life, no matter what happens. So come on over to my website at latoyaedwards.net/coaching and fill out your application. I can't wait to work with you. I hope you were blessed and encouraged by today's episode. I pray it inspires you to draw closer to God. If so, would you stop and share this episode with someone that you know that's feeling weary right now? It would also be a huge blessing to me if you could leave a 5-star rating and review in your podcast player. This will help women just like you find the show. Thank you so much for joining me today. And remember, sometimes life just plain sucks, but God is always there with you. Rest in that truth and find hope for your weary soul.